Australians have become actively aware on how much waste we produce. For example, plastics do not break down like other man-made materials, so three quarters of all plastic ends up as waste in landfills, littered on land and floating in oceans, lakes and rivers, according to the research reported in Journal Science Advances. Now, last month, Australia's two largest supermarket chains pledged to phase out plastic bags by this time next year. However, it's not enough, and the things ending up on our seafloor are not just plastic, but extend to marine debris. So, what can we do as individuals to reduce the amount of litter ending up on our ocean floors? Joining me is Sam Hale, who volunteers with Sea Shepherd as a roving correspondent. Welcome, Sam.
Hello, Marie. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, what is classified as marine debris?
Marine debris is basically any man-made object that is not supposed to be in the ocean. And on beaches and the like. Everything from microplastics, nurdles, to your coffee cups and your plastic bags, they're shocking. That's marine debris, basically. Man-made detritus discarded and afloat on the ocean.
So how successful has the marine debris campaign been so far?
Well, we've just had some data come through. Now, I'm just trying to remember the figures, over 800,000 individual pieces of trash has been picked up due to Sea Shepherd Marine Debris Day and on beaches around Australia. That's 800,000 pieces less in the environment, and it runs into the tons of in weight, you know, the quantity and the diversity of trash and waste found down on the beaches.
So how does your work as a roving correspondent fit in with the marine debris campaign?
Due to my travels outside of Sea Shepherd, I've been basically given an opportunity to check in and talk with the marine debris coordinators and the different chapters around Australia and even record interviews with the coordinators to get an idea on where their particular location is having some effect, and bringing wider education to the greater public.
So tell us more about the work done in Australia so far with Sea Shepherd this year.
Well, so far with Sea Shepherd, we had Operation Nemesis last summer, where we weren't able to actually make contact with the Japanese mothership, but the Ocean Warrior and the Steve Irwin are in port gearing up and getting ready for the next season ahead, but waiting for the Japanese fleet to leave port. Other than that, the marine debris campaign has been going extremely well. Just recently, Sea Shepherd has signed on board with the Stop Adani group to block the building of one of the biggest holes in the ground and the biggest waste of carbon into the atmosphere. We've also been very active with the Apex Harmony, work with sharks, trying to prevent drum lines and nets from killing off-target species, and to educate the public about interactions with marine mammals. Doing a lot of work in that respect as well, education.
So how will individuals be able to get involved with the Marine Debris Program and indeed with any other Sea Shepherd campaigns?
The best advice I can give you is to go to www.seashepherd.org.au and have a look in the chapters, find your local chapter, and get along, make contact. There's usually an email address there, and that's a great way to get active. Onshore volunteers do a lot of work. We hold regular merchandise stalls to raise money for Sea Shepherd, remembering that we take no government funding whatsoever. And basically, all of our operations, all 10 of our ships on the seas to prevent illegal poaching and to prevent illegal whaling going on, is all funded by donation. So any help you can give, whether it be financial, buy a T-shirt, get out there and actually be the one behind the counter selling the T-shirt to raise funds. And the marine debris campaign always needs more and more volunteers. So get on to seashepherd.org.au, check it out.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for speaking to me today, Sam.
Thank you very much, Marie, for the opportunity.